Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Abby Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's 25 past four on Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. Yes, everyone. How are we all? It's sunny in London, but also fucking freezing. Absolutely freezing. So definitely, yeah, the planet's definitely warming up. Honest to God. Yeah, hope everyone's had a good day. First of all, I want to say I am mortified that I forgot to mention Catherine and Clodagh, who were at the Madeleine Bell event on Saturday night. Terrible. Honestly, what the hell am I like? Oh, yeah, I'm sure I've remembered everything. Yeah. When I hogged you both on the way down the stairs. I think you were in the queue for the ladies, the long queue. Excuse me, just belching. How charming. What charming timing. Sorry, that's the sausage bap I had earlier on repeating on me. Oh, matron. Love a good sausage bap. So, do accept my apologies. In fact, I did send you an email. I think I got a lovely one back literally just now. Oh, I've just seen it. So thank you. I'll read that later on. My lovelies. So today, quite a busy day doing bits and bobs and planning for my show, which the Abby Roberts show, which is going live. I mean, I have put out some stuff from Kegworth, but your actual show, like me in the actual studio, is going to be starting on Monday the 22nd, everyone. So this coming Monday, 8 o'clock in morning for an hour, because I thought it'd be nice to bookend the week. So I'll be jumping out of bed, and my first guest on Monday, I suppose for the show, you know, starting proper, is, drum roll, Johnny Woodrow. Come on down, Johnny. So we'll be, in fact, I've just got off the phone with Johnny talking about stuff. Honest to God, we can talk. Bloody hell. But it's fascinating. It's just, it's just never ending. Thoughts, ideas, the way to see the world, different things. I just absolutely love it. The world needs more of this. Well, it will be getting more of it with my show, with the Abby Roberts show, and Johnny's show, Stop It, You're Killing Me, his podcast, which I'm delighted was the first, the inaugural guest on. So you can see that on his Twitter and also Substack. If you go to Substack, you can find his Substack, which is marvellous as well. I know he'll be doing more stuff, writing articles and stuff on it. So it's all good, everyone. It all feeds in, you see. Everything feeds in to everything else, you know. And we were talking about the truth, goodness and beauty, or goodness, truth and beauty, whichever way around you want to say it, or not BG, not beauty, goodness and truth, because as I've joked before, that's Britain's Got Talent, and that just sounds weird. Having a little chat about that, our project, our little pet project with Natalie and her husband. So that's all good, yeah. But I'm kind of raring to go, really, with my show. Just got, you know, little bits to do this week, just to make sure it's kind of all, yeah, just kind of all ready to rock and roll. Nothing to do with me, mainly sort of tech stuff. But So it's fantastic. And obviously, if you have any suggestions for any content, or there's going to be the propaganda corner, the papers. Going to do a bit of taking the piss out of the papers, and having a look at any stories that interest me on social media and that kind of thing. But basically, just the jolly, having a romp through stuff, taking the piss, bringing free speech back, proper free speech, not being a bauble chaser or an arse licker and that kind of thing. And there probably will be a bit of swearing, to be honest with you. Although 8 o'clock in the morning, I might have to have a swear jar or something. It's weird actually, because genuinely, I think I stop my swearing kind of gets worse as the day goes on. So there won't be too many cunts, although we'll be discussing cunts on Fridays. That will be the Jeremy Hunt of the week. The Jeremy of the week will be on the Friday. So it is very exciting. And I thank you so much, by the way, everyone, for joining my new Rumble channel. Basically, I'm on Rumble already, but there wasn't a designated channel for the Abby Roberts Show, so it was a bit like, oh well, where do people go to just find the channel, the Abby Roberts Show? So I'm delighted to say that I've got nearly as many in a couple of hours as I had already on my channel that I'd had for about 3 years. Yeah, so thank you so much for that. I put that call out on Twitter and WhatsApp group. And thank you, God bless you, for subscribing. Obviously, it's free to subscribe, and you just it just means that I got the URL. I got this. You have to have a certain amount to get a specific URL. So everyone can then go to, oh, it's the Abby Roberts channel. Great. So you know that on that channel, you're only going to get my show. Which means that there's no confusion with anything else, which is good. Right, now, the news today, well, apart from the fact it's fucking freezing in London, news today is, well, something which I didn't do yesterday because I was doing the Madeleine Bell, the important stuff, the Madeleine Bell review, even though I left out two very important people, Catherine and Clodagh, slap wrist for Roberts, very remiss of me. Yes, and it, well, let's just get into it, shall we? Dan Wootton, who used to be on GB News, who then left GB News, I think it was over Lawrence Fox, something he said, and then, well, there was all sorts of stuff swirling around Dan Wootton, which apparently was found not to be true or something. I don't know. I don't really know legal. Allegedly. I'm going to put allegedly in there. Allegedly stuff. I don't really know. Not really that fucking interested. But I am interested in the fact that he, yeah, really interesting. These, the Calvin Robinson, who's no longer with GB News, Lawrence Fox and Dan Wootton, they're all now doing their own things. I mean, when I was uninvited from GB News, I haven't been on there for 8 months because I was speaking, I was being incredibly passionate, justifiably so, about the vaccines, about the COVID, about all the lies that have been told. I was then, yeah, just not invited back on. Did anyone defend me? No, they didn't. No, no one said anything on that channel about me. And yeah, it may have been because I took the piss out of Carol Malone. It may be because of that, but so fucking what? I thought you people were meant to be for free speech. And she deserves, by the way, Carol Malone deserves everything she fucking gets with her bloody, I'll build the camps myself, like. Jab yourself in the fucking eyeballs, man. Get your bairns down to the jab centre. Get them fucking jabbed. She deserves everything she fucking gets, that woman. So I've got no, you know, because I think there was that thing of like, oh, well, you know, she's quite mean about other presenters. Oh, fuck off. Really? Yeah, deservedly so. But anyway, on Dan's, on the Twitter, which people have obviously seen, many people on Twitter, revealed the 50 biggest freedom fighters in the world today. And this was on the 14th of April. So this is, and he's got a new show called Outspoken. Okay, so here we go. This is just a sampling, and I'm going to read the whole list. I'm going to go through them and let's see, shall we, if freedom fighters is the way that you would describe these people. So as a little sample, Elon Musk. Yeah, because he said lots of stuff about COVID and the vaccines, didn't he? J.K. Rowling. Great on truth and biological sex and defending women and children. Not so good about the COVID and anything and anything else, actually. The COVID, the vaccines, climate, that kind of stuff. It's very strange how these people just have one singular... They don't really look elsewhere. Joe Rogan. Yeah. Millions listen to his podcast. So he's very definitely a grassroots activist, isn't he? He's very much a freedom fighter. But he was very ambivalent about the whole, about COVID and, you know, the and the vaccines particularly. He's been very, yeah, sort of mealy-mouthed. Never really came out with it. Even in, you know, even into 2022, it was quite, yeah, I just wasn't impressed at all. With him and the climate. Isn't he kind of a bit sort of funny about like climate change and stuff? I just think he's fucking thick as pig shit, Joe Rogan. Sorry, I do. Sorry, anyone who can listen and going, oh, and by the way, there was a time when I, don't worry, I bought into all of it, all of this. Oh, Joe Rogan. Oh, yeah, well, he's quite... It's like, when you listen to him, honestly, it's incredible the way that, depending on somebody's PR... how they're PR, how they're presented, it's astounding what people will buy, what people will buy into if the PR is good enough, you know? Because Joey, you know, he's like a, he's a good comedian, he's a good, you know, whatever, and he speaks and he's like an everyday kind of guy and he does boxing and wrestling, whatever the fuck he does, wrestling, you know, so he's like really takes care of his body and it's all this slightly narcissistic, let's just focus on ourselves and how to be the best version of ourselves. As I was saying to Johnny a while ago, we were talking to each other about it. This very, you know, let's be the best person we can possibly be, the best version of ourselves. We can be buff, we can be muscular, and we can also smoke a load of weed so that we make very little sense on our podcast, because that's the kind of guys that we are. We live hard and we play hard. And we eat meat. Oh yeah, that's the other important thing. We have to eat a lot of meat. It's yeah, so let's go through this. Sorry, carry on the list. Ricky Gervais. Yeah. Really? Took photographs of himself being jabbed. Has said fuck all. Fuck all. About the COVID, the like I said, very much so, very much sticks with the transgender stuff. Tucker Carlson, no, very late to the party on lots of stuff. And bear in mind that these people are very mainstream, very mainstream. Donald Trump, for fuck's sake, Donald Trump. What he of the. You know, just, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the vaccines and the vaccines and let's get the vaccines and more vaccines and whatever. God. What, who was pulling his strings with a, you know, I never understood that. He was very at odds with Fauci and then, but suddenly he was also very promoting Big Pharma. What? I wonder what could possibly have caused that. Megyn Kelly was always a guest on Dan Wooden's show, American journalist. Again, well, she said that she'd been injured by the vaccine. This was ages later, ages after the rollout, and now is speaking up against it. Extraordinary. Chris Pavlovsky, don't know who that is. Liz Truss and Dave Chappelle. They make the top 10 freedom fighters. Let's just let that sink in. Liz fucking Truss. Let me remind people that during the 3 years of the most barbaric removal of our liberties and far worse crimes, i.e. the coercion of an experimental injection to people's arms, including very young children, including vulnerable children as well. not a single MP, not one, resigned on principle. I'm not talking about 2020, in the first few months, whatever. I'm talking like all the way through when it became obvious, evident to most people at a certain point, some earlier than others, that this was utter shite and just a peg to hang authoritarianism on. It was just a convenient peg to hang stuff on. Dave Chappelle, again, he's in the Ricky Gervais camp. Yeah, he's been pretty good on the trans bullshit. But nothing else. Nothing else. Chappelle was doing stuff with, isn't he, doing stuff with the Foo Fighters, who were insisting on their audiences being vaccinated. So, no, Dave. And bear in mind as well, a lot of so the black people in America, African Americans were told, you know, oh, you know, you should have the get the vaccine. There was a lot of pushing, you know, for that to happen. So where were these guys? Where was Dave Chappelle going? No, this seems to me very unethical. He was nowhere. So let's have a look at the. So that's the top 10. Fucking hell. If that's the top 10, what are the rest of them like? In at number 50, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, South Park. They're in capital letters. Yeah, I don't. This all seems to me like the Dan Wooten career ladder list. 49. It's not the top of the pops music. Do do do. Oh no, that's Countdown. I was about to do 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 Very, very outspoken on behalf of women and children and the disgusting stuff that's been happening in the Tavistock and all that shit with the trans stuff. But the COVID and the COVID and the vaccines and the climate shite and the race stuff, not so much. In at number 48, Mr. Andy No. Good on the BLM, Black Lives Matter stuff, and people trashing San Francisco and various other cities, but not good on much else. On like I said, the elephants in the room. COVID, climate, race. So he's good on the kind of what I call culture war-y type stuff. Dr. Phil, are you joking? In at number 47, Dr. Phil, for fuck's sake. 46, Schellenberger, Michael Schellenberger. Don't you know who that is? Let me have a quick look. Founder, Public Dow Journalism Award winner, Time here. See, Berkeley, California. There's, methinks that a certain Mr. Wooten, because I know he listens to this podcast, because I got a DM from him on Twitter saying, hello, I'm enjoying your Substack. And he said, sorry, you didn't like my list. Fucking hell. Well, Dan, if you're listening, this is why. There's not a single, and I will go through this, single grassroots freedom fighter who lost their jobs because of the tyranny of the government. So where are the nurses who lost all their jobs? Where are the Sue and Steve roundabouts? Where are the people, where are the teachers that went, fuck this, I'm off, I'm not having any of this nonsense? Where's the yellow boards, yellow borders? Where are the people that have been on the streets marching day and night for your fucking liberties? This is essentially a kind of people, it's like a list of people that have helped you in showbiz or you've worked with and people that you want to work with. And then a lot of them are in America. So I'm guessing you're probably going to fuck off to America or that's where you're aiming at. And whatever, you know, free speech, This is another podcast, and this is what I'm saying to you. If you want to make amends, you can make another list with less baubles on it, less bauble chasing, because nobody's interested in that. If you've lived through the last 4 years and you're seriously still impressed by show business and famous people and who knows who and Donald Trump and all the rest of it, if that is what floats your fucking boat after 4 years, then you have no right to use the phrase freedom fighters. You don't know the meaning of the word. Oh, in at number 45. Cobra Tate. I just can't. The Tate brothers. Tate the Talisman, that's his brother. Unbelievable. They're not doing women any good. They're not doing girls and women's rights any good at all. They're disgraceful, despicable men. I know, and I'm not a prude, I know banter when I hear it, and I know, and I like, as people know, I like a little bit of to and fro, and, you know, a bit like, all right, darling, and whatever, you know, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not woke, I'm not, I don't want to use that word, I'm not, I'm not prim and proper, but those two are a pair of cunts who look at women as just things that you just kind of trample on. So not very impressive, really. Don't know why they're in there. 44. Vivek Ramaswamy. So he was the presidential candidate. 2 million followers he's got on Twitter. So he's very grassroots, isn't he? Yeah, very grassroots. He gave way to Trump. Because he knows, obviously, what side his bread's buttered on. Does old Vivek Ramaswamy, I gave way to Trump because I knew that Trump was going to win in the end. And, you know, I'm very, very for a free speech and blah, 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 but I'm also part of the machine. I mean, he's very impressive, Vivek Ramaswamy. I wouldn't call him a freedom fighter, though. I'd just call him somebody important. And I'm afraid, Dan, that's what you go for. It's so obvious. And that's why people are angry. You've probably seen on a lot of comments under here. It's like, Jesus. You know, talk about backfiring. 43, Glynner. That's Graham Linehan. Again, we're back to the trans thing. Very, very good. Although Graham Linehan was very, very, really came out against Count Dankula. Remember the guy with who had a pug? He taught his pug how to do a Hitler Nazi salute. I mean, the fact that people took that seriously is fucking absurd. Anyway, it was because his girlfriend, it was a joke with his girlfriend. So he released the video. The police went round. Basically, he was kind of, he got into trouble with the police. It was a hate crime, blah, blah, blah. And Graham Linehan actually was one of the people that went up against him, that came out against him. He has obviously since seen the light and he apologised. But again, he's one issue. It's the trans stuff. And I know what's really interesting is I'm very passionately against it, the trans movement, what's happening in the trans thing. But it's like it doesn't stop there. I'm against the you know, COVID, the masks, the vaccines, anything which violates individual sovereignty and comes under the banner of authoritarianism. And that's what the trans thing is. That's why I don't understand. Why haven't these people joined the dots? This is like, I can't believe it. 42, Julia Hart Fartley Spewer. Are you fucking joking? Photographs. Here's me lounging on a fucking beach. You know, I've managed to escape while people were on their knees during the kind of like the period when we weren't locked down. Oh, and she basically did a virtually standing ovation for Matt Hancock. Matt fucking Hancock. Yeah. And she asked on Twitter, any places where 20-year-olds can get a vaccine early. Yeah, she's just A fucking disgrace. Again, she stays in the Overton window. She stays in her little, you know, a little box. And it's not to do with earning money and blah, 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 because there are plenty of people who've gone out on their own, you know. And at some point, you do have to say, who am I working for here? I mean, come on. You know, who's bidding are you doing? 41, Coast Guy, which is Neil Oliver and Beverly Turner. I mean, fair play, fair enough. Coast Guy, he said lots of great things. I mean, mostly said lots of great things. Not sure about necessarily about the action and stuff, but, you know, he called for a revolution, didn't he, last year? He said it's about time. And then what's happened? Nothing. And it did take them an awful long time to get Tom's mum on, which Beverly Turner did do. Beverly Turner, slightly different. I mean, she did stand up for, she did question the vaccines pretty early, I think May 21, brought it to people's attention. And I believe was at one of the marches, I am led to believe. So I don't know, though. I mean, but still very mainstream. She works for GB News. It's like, well, you know. But I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. But also, she did, by the way, defend. She was at the meeting where I called Asim Malhotra a cunt, a lying cunt, and walked out in my leather trousers because he was basically, just telling Porky Pies about how he'd always mistrusted Big Pharma, and then suddenly he did trust them over the vaccines. She was also with Dr. Nurse John Campbell was there at this thing as well, and she was quite rude to the audience because I have that on good authority from people that were there. But I suppose of the list, one could say she is. You know, I mean, none of these people, by the way, got in touch with me after I was arrested. None of them. And none of them made a public thing of saying this is outrageous and it shouldn't happen. I think Leilani Dowding and actually weirdly June Slater did say, well, this is absurd. But none of these people did. So Neil Oliver or Beverly Turner. Got to ask yourself why. Is it because, well, maybe they just think, well, it's not good for the brand, is it? If we're seen supporting Abby, even though what she's done and what she said is we agree with. Number 40, Sage Steele. Don't know who that is. Mom of proud army brat. Host of the Sage Steele show on YouTube. A big following. Don't know who she is. I think she's American. Okay, 39. Gonna speed through these. In fact, what time is it now? Let me just have a quick. Oh, not too bad. In at number 39, Zuby Music. That's Zuby. Again, huge platform, very influential. Went to America very early on. Not sure whether if he had the jabs or not. Don't really know. Again, absolutely positioned himself in the kind of, make hay while the sun shines here. But maybe he did DM me once about a business opportunity. It was really weird, out of the blue. And I was a bit like, but it was one of those kind of things where I just thought, what is this? It was weird. It's like, was it a pyramid scheme? I genuinely actually don't know. Because I just went, no, well, that's not happening. Thanks. But again, went to America when they were still banning the vaccinated from entering. And a lot of people did that. Remember I said trigonometry did. The trigonometry boys went to America. Calvin Robertson went to Canada. Didn't say anything about anything. I just couldn't go to those places. I could barely set foot in them now, let alone back then. Him at 38 at Luke Johnson RCP, investor and entrepreneur. Don't know who this person is. Don't know who they are. Don't know. In at number 37, Sargon of Akkad, that's Carl Benjamin. Yeah. Sensible centrist, he's the Lotus Eaters guy. It's all a bit meh. Certainly not a freedom fighter. I'd call him, what, mainstream on the right, small-c conservative, whatever. I mean, sort of, again, nothing, wasn't vocal about COVID masks, vaccines, nothing, none of that. I was always very aware that Lotus Eaters were kind of, slightly sectioned me off a bit. Like, you know, we'll have her on, but, you know, watch out what she says. 36, Calvin Robinson. Yeah. Now doing a show called Fox and Father with Lawrence Fox. I have my huge reservations about Calvin. I know there may be people listening who think he's great. I don't know. There's an awful lot of, you know, making hay while the, I don't know, just opportunism a little bit. Don't know. I mean, I kind of do know my gut instinct, but I've spoken enough about him. So in at number 35, Lady Colin Campbell. What the fuck? And then on her Twitter, further inquiries, TV bookings. Bloody hell. You see, it's all fucking media thing. What the fuck is this going to do with freedom fighters? Fuck all. Lady Colin Campbell. Oh, she's very sort of like knows the royal family. Talks about Harry and Meghan at length. Oh, you know, all those really, you know, the important stuff. Number 34, Gad Saad, Professor Evolutionary. Again, very much the kind of trigonometry bias and kind of guest things. Quite interesting. Interesting guy, but like I said, certainly not, I'd say a mover and a shaker, but not the people that really matter who sacrificed so much over the last 4 years. In at number 33, fuck's sake, Russell Brand. I mean, do me a favor, really. Oh, guess who was on the Russell Brand show I've just seen 4 minutes ago? You guessed it, Dr. Asim Malhotra. I'm telling you. They never have people on. Do they have to have people on? I mean, you'd think with a platform as huge as that, why not someone like Thomas Binder or Sukrit Bhakti? Get those people on. It's the celebrity thing I can't stand. It's so vacuous and so fucking meaningless now. I mean, it always was, but especially now. In at number 32, Isabel Oakeshott. Bloody hell. The Labrador sucking on a lemon. Honest to God, Matt Hancock's best friend. Hello. I mean, all these people are so lukewarm. They're just lukewarm. They didn't really, it was kind of bad COVID, wasn't it? COVID was kind of bad. The vaccines were sort of like, they weren't particularly great, were they? No, you know, definitely not for children. All like Alison Pierce, all mealy-mouthed. Never really got to the heart of it, which is it violated the fucking Nuremberg Code. It did. It's as simple as that. That's the fact. That's the truth. And also, again, very, very, not really vocal about anything much. It's all sort of like, yes, well, you know, this is terrible, isn't it? It's all through the sort of slightly boring conservative prism, small c, thinking that that's some kind of revolutionary act. It's not. In at number 31, Robert Kennedy Jr. What a surprise. There's a Kennedy. Anyone with a name. And Dan Wooten's. Bloody hell. I'm surprised fucking Klaus Schwab isn't in here. Yeah, Robert Kennedy Jr. Again, his views on the climate stuff are absurd. I mean, he's properly believes in it all. You know, that we can definitely do something to say. So he's a proper kind of, you know, Al Gore type person, Robert Kennedy. So, I mean, no thanks. Do your due diligence on these people, for fuck's sake. Number 30, Nigel Farage, who wanted, by the way, Tony Blair to be the vaccine czar and is now, with Reform, saying there needs to be an inquiry into the... So Reform's going to do an inquiry into the vaccines. Too fucking late. It's 2024. Guys, getting more tired. Number 29, Dr. J. Bhattacharya. Wasn't he one of the signatories of the great Barrington Declaration? Again, very middle of the road. See, his pinned tweet, 2021, mortality from COVID-19 differs more than 1,000-fold between the old and young. Focused protection is the compassionate approach that balances COVID risks and collateral damage to public health. Yeah, great Barrington Declaration. No, totally missing the point. Totally missing the point about the ethical and moral abandonment that took place. Unfucking believable. See what I mean? It's all within this, all this kind of Overton window stuff. It's all keeping in with the, in the safe boundaries. God knows why, because it's just avoiding the inevitable. Number 28, David G.H. Frost. Who's that? Oh, Lord Frost. Fuck's sake, of course. Lord Frost of Allenton, Conservative House. Yeah, well, of course he'd get a mention because he's a fucking lord. What was that clicking sound? Am I a bit... Oh, Mr. Wynne Marshall. Winston Marshall. So he was the... with that band, what are they called? Oh, you know, the really boring ones. Mumford & Sons, was it? Mumford & Sons? He was in that. And then he got... Basically, they bullied him because he was outspoken about... Was it the vaccines or was it the trans stuff? I think it was the... Was it... Oh, no, I think it was about the race issue. I think it was about Black Lives Matter. He said something. He was reading a book. He was reading Andy Ngo's book. So Andy Ngo's the one that did a lot of stuff about the Black Lives Matter and what was happening in America. But then he apologised, Winston Marshall, I think apologised for what he'd said about the reading the book. I was like, oh, fucking hell. Anyway, yeah, he's another one. So he stays within the Overton window. Number 26, Konstantin Kissin. I mean, what can I say? Yeah, proper freedom fighter. Really? With a very successful YouTube channel, Trigonometry, and interviewed Piers Morgan in a very expensive Italian restaurant and didn't make a citizen's arrest for what Piers Morgan had fucking said during the COVID stuff and people getting vaccinated. If you sit opposite someone like that and you don't say, sorry, my first question is, where are the handcuffs? You're coming with me. I'm taking you down the police station. Unbelievable. And it was even jokey with him. I was like, unconscionable. In at number 25, Riley Gaines and University of Kentucky, host of Outkicks Gaines for Girls podcast. I don't know who these people are. It's the pro-truth, so pro-woman. So this is like... this is about women in sport, so the trans thing. Sharon Davis, okay. So again, their names, this is to do with the trans stuff and women in sport. So, but again, what's that got to do with freedom fighters, given what we've been through? Number 24, Ezra Levant, journalist, publisher of Rebel News. Yeah. Very few people in this list, by the way, are critical of Israel and their behaviour, I've noticed. Very few. In fact, none. I'd say probably none. Avi Yemini, rebel from Rebel News as well. I don't know, fucking again, all part of the so-called alternative media, but actually not. That's the weird thing. Not at all. In at number 23, sorry, I got too tired of doing the do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh my God, Alistair Heath, editor, The Sunday Telegraph. Bloody hell. What? freedom fighter. Are you joking? The Telegraph was absolutely behind all of it, the propaganda, and still, to a certain extent, is. I mean, they pick and choose because they've got various journalists who are sort of... All right, in at number 22, Matt Taibbi, author of Insane Clown President. I think he did an event with Russell Brand not that long ago. Media news company. Yeah, he's an author. He's got 1.9 million followers, just to put it into perspective. So, yeah, proper grassroots, not. Javier Milei, who's the president of Buenos Aires, president of Argentina, 2.8 million followers. Oh, I wonder why. Wonder why he's on the list. Just it's political. It's just posturing. There's none of these people are what I'd call, you know, freedom. None. In at number 20, Jordan Peterson. Fucking hell. I mean, this is so, honestly, this list makes me heave. Jordan fucking Peterson, who said, get the damn vaccine, and then said, when the Israel thing, Gaza thing kicked off, to Netanyahu, he tweeted, give them hell, Netanyahu. Give them hell. About men, women, and children. Because that's what happened. That's who's in the way. We might as well go back with the music. In at number 19, Mark Stein. Well, with GB News and was thrown off, was basically vaccine injured. And was interviewing the vaccine injured. And then only shortly afterwards, then people started going, oh, maybe I should interview them as well. What can I say? Just, again, we're back in the safe window. Keep it safe. Oh, for fuck's sake. In at number 18, Toadmeister. And that's Toby Young. You know, the well-known freedom fighter. For fuck's sake. Oh, I don't know where, I don't know. I mean, this honestly is like a, application. Dan Bongino, 5.1 million. Oh, I'm starting to see now what's happening here is this is big accounts that have been named because of wanting to boost figures for your own show. So it's kind of, I mean, I have to, you know, credit where it's due. It's fucking clever. Because really, it's nothing to do with freedom fighting or principles. It's all to do with perception, with who sees who and, you know, boosting numbers. Right. In at number 16, Bill Maher. Fuck me. Bill Maher, who was so late to the party about COVID and the vaccines. He was so late, it wasn't even worth turning up. Wasn't even worth it. Bill Maher. Yeah. Again, huge following. Bill Maher. Let's have a look. 10.8 million. Yeah, proper freedom fighter. Said fuck all about the vaccines and then is now just going, well, you know, maybe we should think about the... Oh, do me a favour. At number 15, Douglas Murray. Absent during COVID. Said that pandemics weren't in his wheelhouse. To Joe Rogan. As far as I'm concerned, he's a traitor. He wrote a book called War on the West about external forces and wasn't even intelligent enough, a man who went to Oxford and is, by all accounts, has an extremely high IQ, couldn't even join the dots about the reasons behind, the fact that War on the West was actually how the West declared war on its own people, Western governments. It's never once remarked on that. And then he gets involved with the Israel thing and, of course, totally deliberately, oh, all is forgotten because I've done that, because I've found my, you know, well, a way of getting paid, and it's a distraction, isn't it, away from him being completely absent from the field. I mean, it's like a few other people, you know, it was extraordinary the amount of people that just weren't anywhere to be seen. Even when it sort of became safe, in inverted commas, to do so, they still weren't saying it's disgusting, it's unethical, it's immoral, the fear being peddled and all the, I mean, incredible. You know, he'll say stuff about the trans stuff, about Islam, about various other things, and maybe the climate, but nothing about the greatest tyranny the world's lived under. The last four, it's extraordinary. So I can only assume that he's thick as a fucking church door. Number 14. That real Candace O, and that's Candace Owens. New York, USA, 5 million followers. She's a conservative commentator. I think she's just been booted, hasn't she, from the Daily Wire. I don't know. Again, can't be arsed. Just basically, that's all you need to know. Massive following. In at number 13, Rubin Report. Dave Rubin. What a surprise. 1.4 million followers. Jesus. Said fuck all about COVID, the jazz. All these people have got one thing in common. They were all conspicuously absent and throughout. I'm not just talking about early on, but about all of it. The COVID, the Mars, the jabs, all that. Not for scientific reasons. I mean, I'm talking about for moral reasons. In at number 12, Barry Weiss. I always think of Barry White, editor of the Free Press, host of Honestly, the Honestly Pod. Again, very much that kind of media trigonometry sort of thing. She's got 1 million followers. Jesus Christ. In at number 11. Sorry, just going to scroll you down. Right, in at number 11, we've got Alison Pearson. Fucking hell. 152,000 followers, Telegraph columnist, and just, she always makes the stipulation of vaccines, you know, are bad for healthy children. The COVID vaccine, I'm like, oh, the amount of times I've said, no, you got it all wrong. They're wrong, they're bad, full stop. She's never acknowledged it. And her and, Isabel Oakeshott, they're totally captured. I'm not sure what by, because the truth is out there. I mean, everyone knows now. In at number 10, I've done this list, but let's just go through them. Dave Chappelle. Number 9, Liz Truss. Number 8, Chris Pavlowski. Let me just go to his thing. CEO of Rumble Video. I love everything space and decentralized. Oh, I better be nice about him. He's got 140.9. Because I'm on Rumble. Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, wonderful. I wouldn't call him like a freak. I don't know what his thing was during the COVID and all that shite. Yeah, who knows? Maybe he's the only one worth mentioning. In at number 7, Megyn Kelly. In at number 6, and Megyn Kelly is the American journalist, 2.9 million followers, was a regular guest on the Dan Wooden Show on GB News. Number 6, at the real Donald Trump, for fuck's sake. Number 5, Tucker Carlson. Number 4, Ricky Gervais. In at number 3, Joe Rogan. In at number 2, J.K. Rowling. And finally, in at number 1, Elon Musk. Un-fucking-believable. So Anna de Bruceray has put, Dan, shouldn't you caveat this list by saying it's your personal choice, not a list compiled by the public or voted on? I'm irritated as you haven't mentioned any lawyers, yet lawyers have worked hard on bringing cases and helping the public. Why? What have journalists done? Well, good point. And he's replied, fair point. Yup, it's done. It's just one opinion and there were hundreds more who could and should be on the list. Well, then why do the list in the first place? Because none of them are freedom fighters. Quite literally. It's quite literally, here's a list of people that I would quite like to work with and help me and who have a great and have a huge following. It may have as well have been called Baubles, the Baubles list. So I would say disappointing, but no, I mean, sort of predictable, you know, and he's not alone. Dan Wood, I mean, there's loads of them in that who've worked in media who just kind of, yeah, I do just think they've sort of shaken hands with the devil. They've done a deal or something because that's not right. I mean, where was, okay, setting aside the Sue and Steve, you know, people, the Francis O'Neill, you know, the individuals, what about, I mean, the higher profile, what about people like Thomas Binder, Sukhrit Bhakdi, Mike Yeadon? What about those people? I just think it's, and like Anna said, the lawyers are people that have been involved in cases. How about the vaccine injured who have fought despite having their own terrible woes? I just think it's just extraordinarily, like it's having a, isn't it, a tin ear where you just think, what? But like I said, why am I surprised? Why? For some people, it is literally all about the baubles. That's it. Mingling with famous people. Honestly, like I said, on Saturday night, and when I was around famous musicians and whatever, I couldn't give a fuck. I literally couldn't give a shit. Obviously, I love talent and I love Madeleine Bell and I, you know, have a great amount of respect for talent. However, after the last 4 years, if you're seriously impressed because somebody has been on TV or because they're this person or because they know so-and-so, know Donald Trump, then you're not awake and you never will be. And actually, you're not somebody of the people either. You couldn't possibly claim to be. That's what's so bizarre. Why leave GB News? Why start again and actually just revert to type? You may as well still be with GB News if you do that shit. So if you want to know, Dan, that's my view. You know, it's not a long journey to enlightenment and being awake. It's actually not a long journey at all. It's actually quite simple. In many ways, it's just about being, you know, true to oneself. Anyway, that's it, guys. Bloody hell, I've gone on for absolutely bloody hell, 53 minutes. Right, I'm going to say bye-bye now. Love you loads, and I'll see you tomorrow for Meaningful Fucking Wednesday. Okay, lots of love to you all, and have a great evening. Sorry, it was the whole pod was taken up with that list, but I just thought I had to just do it some justice and talk about it, because that's what I do on my podcast. All right, my darlings, love you very much. Right, here comes the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.